This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That was all about Nancy Pelosi talking for 8 hours. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News joins us right at the top. Ellen, have you ever seen Nancy Pelosi talk for 8 hours?
I have not seen anybody talk for 8 hours. In fact, as long as they've kept records, the longest they had was somebody who spoke for 5.5 hours in 1909. And she spoke in heels and did not go to the bathroom and did not sit down.
Wow. So tell us about that.
Well, basically, you know, she wants the bill to be considered so that the DACA, which is the kids that were brought here as kids through no fault of their own, that they would be, there would be a promise to have some kind of ability for them to get either citizenship or right to work, et cetera. As she drove to work this morning, she called her staff and asked them to put out a sort of an all-points bulletin to all of the members of Congress to have them bring them stories of the DACA students, the DACA young people, so that she could read them on the floor of the House, and that's what she did. 8 hours, heels, no bathroom break, no sitting down.
Wow, that's incredible.
And I'm not as old as she is. She's 77 years old.
Wow. Yeah, unbelievable. So, you know, and so that goes to show you, this is, you know, what's happening with DACA. It's infuriating a lot of Democrats, and it's that push-pull over what's going to happen. What do you think in your gut happens?
Well, it's interesting because I always have thought, and it's in the Constitution of the United States of America, that if it is a spending bill, or it raises money, actually, it has to originate in the House. But now they're saying it's going to be voted in the Senate first, and it makes no sense because it is a budget bill. It does raise money via taxes, et cetera, as well as spending it. And so it should originate in the House, but apparently it's going to originate in the Senate. However, it looks like the deal that was made in the Senate does not include something for the Dreamers, the DACA people. So I don't know what's going to happen. What they're trying to do is get Speaker Ryan to agree to have some kind of discussion on the floor of the House. Again, hard to know what's going to happen. My guess is that they will not shut down government tomorrow night, but tomorrow night is the first night of the Olympics. Now, it's also interesting that the Olympic opening ceremony is not till Friday, but they are going to have some events tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll be obviously watching that. And you said it about the Senate. The White House was really praising the Senate budget deal, you know, obviously saying that even though apparently there wasn't everything that they wanted in there, they had high praise for it. And that's why this is kind of flip-flopped, huh?
Well, that's right, and the president said he will sign it, of course, because if he doesn't sign it, then they need a supermajority to get it through either the House or the Senate. But the president did say he's going to sign it. So, again, everything's up for grabs. We will see, and we will see if Speaker Ryan does give to the Democrats a chance to talk about DACA and the Dreamers.
Yeah. How about this? How about, to me, here's a real curveball one. What's going on with Donald Trump, the Prez, and this whole idea of having a military parade?
Oh my gosh, everybody's asking me in recent memory. If they're not asking me about Elon Musk, they're asking me about the military parade. So it seems as if he wants a military parade in very much the style that France does on Bastille Day. And by the way, France did it on Bastille Day even when there was Nazi occupation of France. And so now the question is whether there's going to be a military parade at all. It looks like there's going to be, although people in the Pentagon are saying, hey, this is craziness because it means that we are not going to be able to put our energy into other things, such as making troops ready to go into action if they need to. And so a lot of people are saying that he wants a parade very similar, and not just to say thank you to the troops, because we already have Veterans Day, and we do have Memorial Day. but to, you know, that it's not only going to be a kind of style that they see in France at Bastille Day, but it's going to be what they see in North Korea, in Russia, etc. And people are totally flipped out about it.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I mean, even I was reading something about the D.C. mayor's office saying, hey, we're not going to pay for this military parade.
Well, the D.C. office is saying that they're not going to pay for cleanup, et cetera. And as you know, people at parades, they throw food around. And I've seen it even after Memorial Day, which isn't a big parade. I mean, they do have troops on Pennsylvania Avenue, but it's not like big military hardware, et cetera. And also, I just want to mention one other thing. Today, the White House had the resignation of a major staff secretary who had two, his name's Rob Porter, he had two former wives complaining about him being abusive. Not pretty.
Yeah, and they were saying, somebody said it's been rumors that there had been rumors about this alleged abuse, and that's a huge story that he had to resign, basically. And he was pretty high up there. So I don't know. Why did the White House even release any kind of a statement from Kelly, John Kelly, actually praising Rob Porter? That was strange.
Well, it's interesting because, of course, people said, aren't these people vetted? And listen, I'm just a measly little press person, and I have to go through an FBI check every 2 years, get fingerprinted, all that kind of. Well, you only have to be fingerprinted once, but you do have to consent to an FBI check, et cetera. And the FBI apparently knew about one of the wives, and so it's not like they didn't know about some of this.
Wow. Crazy. Ellen Ratner, it's always interesting, I have to say that, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
So Ellen talks about the military parade. You know, I asked her about the military parade and the possibilities of a military parade. And you go back in history and you think about military parades and you see the black and white footage. Well, we all know that. When were they? Kennedy's inauguration was like that. We had, the big parades in New York that they used to have. If you go back in the 40s, you know, 42 and 46, they had a major one in 42, and that was kind of a display of, I guess, unity, solidarity, whatever you want to call it, for U.S. troops who were in World War II. That was the reason there. Eisenhower's inauguration, it was one of the longest in American history, and it had 59 floats and 73 bands and all kinds of military tanks, etc. And I mentioned at Kennedy's inauguration, too, because it took place in the middle of the Cold War, there were missiles in the parade that were going through, and the Army's first missile designed to intercept ballistic missiles was on display, and the president waved to marching soldiers and sailors aboard Navy boats that were being towed down Pennsylvania Avenue. And I didn't even remember this, but so true. If you go back to 91, there was a Gulf War victory parade. So that really was the last major military parade in our history. So that's 91, and that's under President George H.W. Bush. And they were welcoming home troops who were part of Operation Desert Storm. In New York and Washington, of course, holding the biggest celebrations, however. Washington, there was one, but not quite as big. All right, hang with us. On the flip side, we fill in the gaps here on ATN.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Thing is wild actually. And talking about that in our first segment, if you missed it, just a little chit chat with Ellen Ratner. As she said, could you really be there in your heels for 8 hours, not taking a break? And this was all over the whole DACA thing. So as we roll through here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, you know, looking at that, see, this is that filibuster thing. And what's the purpose of the filibuster? Is it to gain attention, obviously, for whatever it is that you're trying to gain attention for? In other words, having a few people be able to jump on your back and say, yeah, I totally agree. This is, you know, this is what we got to do here. So when the House Minority Leader protests the stalled immigration talks with that marathon speech that lasted over 8 hours, I mean, again, wow, just absolutely wild to see that. I saw bits and pieces of it because, like all of you, I'm trying to avoid the flu. And when you got someone sick in your house, that means you're making that whole doctor run. So it's been kind of hairy-carry for a bunch of us. But in the doctor's office, out of the doctor's office, I was watching bits and pieces of it. Let's go to Jack Alexander. Hello, Jack.
How are we doing, Kate?
I'm trying like heck to avoid the flu. How about you?
Well, I'm now back in Australia.
Oh, after your stay in the U.S., that was wild. You went to a bunch of really cool places, I noticed, right?
Yeah, well, it comes to, well, you know, I went over there with on the advice of an immigration lawyer who, while didn't tell me to do anything wrong, told me to do he didn't tell me to do anything illegal, but what he told me was wrong. I get there, I start following his instructions, and then he drops my case. I get another immigration attorney who then tells me, no, Well, yes, you can stay if you do what he told you. None of your family can come over. You'll have to go back to Australia to do it all again. But, by that time, I've set up my business. I've bought a house in small town Texas. Got my business, and that started. I've hired a couple of American citizens who otherwise would not have had a job.
Right.
And, my question for this lunatic from California, Pelosi, is what more do I need to do to chase my dream of becoming an American citizen? What more does my family need to do? How much money must we spend before we get to support a Democrat? There are 3 million people who are waiting in line trying to immigrate legally, and we keep getting the bum rush every time Nancy Pelosi gets on a high horse about criminal invaders. Yes, these kids might not have had a say in it, but they are accessories to felony crimes after the fact, which in itself is a crime. Now, this is sort of, here I have, I've bought a house, I've invested in the local community, I've created jobs in the local community, I even joined the U.S. Air Force Auxiliary Civil Air Patrol so I could serve my new community and the country I want to call home and become a citizen of. Please, can somebody tell me, what more does an American-loving immigrant have to do to get a visa?
I can feel your frustration. Absolutely. I can hear it. We've talked for years about this. And especially in your case, it's such a bum rap, and you're just caught right in the middle of the worst time that all that could possibly be coming together. Absolutely.
And this is a woman who can all of a sudden find the energy to stand for 8 hours and talk drivel and proselytize on behalf of criminals and aiding and abetting those criminals in their actions, but can't even stand up to celebrate the greatness that is the United States. She wouldn't stand for veterans and clap. She wouldn't stand for the lowest employment numbers in the black community or the Latino community in 45 years. In fact, I even saw footage of her chastising another House member for actually standing up and applauding those numbers. It's ridiculous. So, what more does one need to do?
Yeah, like I said, I can feel your frustration, and it's crazy. You've gone through the lawyer channels. You've gone through every possible scenario you can think of. A bunch of us have reached out on your behalf, and we've really gotten nowhere. And this has been years. I mean, you've been talking about this for years, and then here you just came over and tried to make something happen, and then look how that all ends up. And
I followed the advice of an immigration lawyer who was supposedly the best in the country.
Right.
And it wound up costing me more than $20,000 in wrong advice. And there's nowhere I can claim that back, is there?
Right.
Now, that's money that could have been invested into my company.
Yeah. I am so sorry about that.
And I'm back in Australia to do it all, to run through this whole thing again. Admittedly, I've got better community ties now. I own property, and I've got the business and so on, and I'm hoping that being part of the Civil Air Patrol and continuing my life of service will certainly be held in good regard. But I know I often jokingly say this, but at times I feel the only option left to me is to put on a hijab, go to Tijuana, call myself Juan Alejandro Ramirez Mustafa Mohammed, rock up at the crossing point in California, claiming to be a transsexual Mexican Muslim.
Right.
And demand entry. And, in California, they probably welcome me with open arms.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And to your point, I mean, how ridiculous is that? Jack, again, feel your pain. Wish I could have seen you when you were in the States. Didn't work out. Sorry that you've gone through this. And for everybody that's known Jack over the years, he truly wants to live in the United States. And he truly has spent money with attorneys and through various means to try to make that happen. And yet he just every single time he gets denied, something blows up on him. And, of course, this time it really blew up with the bad advice from, excuse me, the attorney. And money that, once again, is unrealized because it goes spent and it gets spent and it goes down the drain, unfortunately. And see, this is all part of this immigration kerfluffle with what's happening with the pressure of DACA, with limiting and trying to parcel through the visas. Then you had people in lines that were backed up. It was almost like you have this ticket and, oh, your timing was just off. And if you had just timed that a little bit better, maybe you would have been one of the lucky ones. But shucks, you didn't hit it at the right time. And unfortunately for Jack, it's kind of like that. And yet he gets back in line, and wants to be able to take his family and bring his family here. But the line just keeps getting longer. No matter what kind of a fast pass you think you get, it just doesn't seem to work out. And it's so awful. And I've heard more stories besides Jack's that we know of people, at least a dozen people who have been callers over the year who have reached out to us here on America Tonight. And it's always so depressing to me to hear the stories, the saga, the ripoffs, and everything else in between, and trying to make them realize their dream of becoming a United States citizen and moving to the U.S. As we traverse in a couple of different directions here on the show, coming up next, there's so many emails. The email account has backed up. So once again, you know what that means? That means we have to dig into the mailbag. We have to dig into the mailbag. Because I want to answer some of your questions, and a lot of you are struggling with what I'm trying to avoid and have had no voice for a couple of days because I've really tried hard to avoid that whole flu cold thing. But everyone around me is hacking masks. People just wear the mask. I'm seeing a lot more of those pop up. Mailbag next with me, Kate D, here on America Tonight.
A special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
As I try to fight off this flu, and I know my friends, a lot of you are doing the same. Kate Delaney, happy to be in the house. Anytime you're upright, you're breathing, and a little cough here, a little cough there, nothing that those cherry honey Ricola cough drops can't help along the way. I mean, there are no great knockouts for the kind of things that people are suffering from, but seriously, the flu is very, very scary and to be taken very, very serious. If you even think there is any chance you have the flu, you got to hightail it to a doc and get some of that Tamiflu or something else, because it's just too bloody risky from some of the stories that I've heard. And especially, I'm in the belly of the beast. It's been terrible for flu, colds, and everything else in between in the great state of Texas. So let's dive into the mailbag.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Let's do it. This one is from Bobby. He's listening to us in Indiana. Katie, I heard you talking about the flu and getting a cold and everything else that the people around you were getting. And you said they were dropping like flies. I have one word for that. For the flies who drop, they need to drop in their houses and not take that nonsense out into the public. I think that's part of the problem. You have so many people who are hacking up a lung or two when you're in line at Home Depot, or in my own office space, I've seen it where people come in and they look like death warmed over. The problem is it spreads to the rest of us. Cue up the cough. Yes, you are completely right. The problem is the more that people surround you with it, then that gets you sick. And we know that we've even had people that have called the show where they've got it twice and it's circled back around to them. And then you have weird weather sometimes that can affect you. But absolutely, you can't take it lightly. I had another one about that, and that was from Sammy, who said, Kate, my nephews, my brother-in-law, and it seems like almost every other person in my family has gotten some form of the flu, and we live in different states, but I fear that if this continues this way, this may be one of the worst flus that we've seen. What do you think? Am I all wet on that? Well, who knows? I mean, right now it's not the worst we've seen, but it's not good. And it's certainly the worst part of the flu thing is one thing to have a bad dose of the flu, be knocked out for however long that is. Another thing to hear stories about, oh, yeah, that 37-year-old teacher with a child, yeah, she died from the flu. And you're just like, what? Is that possible? And, of course, it is possible because of what the flu does. And I think that's the thing. I think that's the thing with being sick, knowing what you're sick with and who is your doctor, what kind of notes does your doctor have on you. There's just a lot of things to take under consideration and to think about. And I think one of them is if you can afford to go to the doctor and you can get some kind of a stronger, I swear I'm not doing this on purpose, some kind of a stronger drug, then I say you do it. Because otherwise you just think you're going to cure yourself. You're taking every over-the-counter remedy that one can imagine, and it's not doing anything. And, of course, I've heard that story over and over. Okay, let's move to another one. This one is from Carl. Kate, Congress and this budget deal, what do you think's going to happen? Well, if I'm reading the tea leaves, I think there's going to be a vote on Thursday on a two-year budget that would provide the defense funding boost that President Trump and the Republicans want and the increased spending on domestic programs that the Dems want. So these whole short-term agreements are ridiculous. Because it seems like every year we're dealing with the same thing. Band-aid. Oh, yeah. Band-aid again. Oh, yeah. A band-aid again. It's nonsense. And, of course, you get buried in this. And how many months go by and how much of a distraction is it? But it's totally important because don't have the bill in place. Close down the government. What are you kidding me? I get it that it's difficult. But I don't get that we keep repeating the same cycle. Are we idiots? You know? I mean, I can see how it could crop up once in a while, but it just constantly crops up. Shouldn't this be something that's constantly headed off and trying to avoid it? But see, that's maneuvering. And politics is about maneuvering. I have a chip and you don't. What can you give me for yours? How can we figure this out? I am totally opposed to what you think is the best solution for XYZ. And that's what it is. It's just, you're just moving pieces around a chessboard. And unfortunately, we're the bystanders of it all. When it goes south, we're the ones who have to deal with it. When the budget isn't there, and then the government is shut down, and then there's all the speculation, all of that hits all of us. Because we're the ones that have to ultimately deal with the fallout and pay for it. That's taxpayer money. For sure. All right, how about this one? This is from Stuart, who says, Nancy Pelosi's last stand. What did she think? She was Custer in that white suit, standing there, Kate, blathering on and on and on and on. In one way, I applaud her because I don't think I could do it. In another way, I think, wow, is it really going to lead to what she hopes it leads to, and it's all about the dreamers? Well, that is the thing. 8 hours, 3 minutes later, She didn't take any breaks. And that filibuster was something. Wow. That hasn't happened, they say, in more than a century. I mean, because, you know, that hasn't happened. Where someone, you know, someone's being, holding everyone at bay. Everybody's watching to see what's going to happen. And sure enough, she held to the script. She didn't, you know, she didn't move. She held to it. It was all about the Dreamers, and she stuck to her guns. So, bravo, I guess, in that sense, you're right. In another sense, what does it mean in the end? Will it lead to something that helps the Dreamers, excuse me, or becomes a filibuster that goes down in history as somebody who did it for 8 hours and it didn't lead to what was helpful to the Dreamers and what she'd hoped she would be able to achieve. I guess that's the best way to put that. How about this? This one comes to us from Joe, who says, Kate, you might not have heard this story. I know that you have a lot of listeners on the West Coast in the Seattle, Washington area and Tacoma, etc., and also in Portland, and I know in parts of California. Excuse me. Jeez. But did you see the thing about Seattle putting fences under the bridges to keep campers out? What do you think of that? Because there were a lot of people that like to do that, like to camp out. And they decided that the tents can't stay there, so they fenced it off. Workers were drilling holes during the day in a picture that I saw to put up a 10-foot-high spiked fence to prevent the homeless people from camping there. So where do they go then if they're not out under the bridge? Well, yeah, that's the question, right? They're having a lot of public debate on this. They have these unsheltered homeless people in King County, and there's 5,500 of them. Seattle's opened 6 authorized tent camps in the last 2 years, and they've put out a team to coax people out of hundreds of unauthorized camps because they're trying to, they have a really burgeoning homeless population. They're trying to do something to help the people and really clean that up. They've had fires, they're worried about open flames and wooden structures. They're worried about that whole area because of all the cars that go through and what they rely on. In fact, they call it hostile architecture. That's what they say. There's just hostile architecture. Because people don't have, if you don't have a place to sleep every night, that architecture can be hard to spot. And it's, you know, I don't know, they have the use of infrastructure to discourage sleeping or camping by homeless. That's what it's called. So it can be something that they say is subtle, benches with armrests every few feet outside of Seattle City Hall, so it's tougher to lay down. Or it could be something much bigger than that. You know, it could be parking strips that all of a sudden get dumped on areas where they think people are going to sleep or park or put, you know, put up a tent or any of that kind of stuff. And it's a big problem. I mean, thanks for the note, because it really is a very, very big problem. All right, one other quick one. How about this? Kate, did you hear the story? This is from Matthew, about the plane that had to fly back to Anchorage because there's a naked passenger. I had to divert back to Anchorage. That happened Wednesday. A naked passenger got on board the plane, so the police responded to the jet. That person barricaded themselves in the bathroom. Oh, that's so frightening, isn't it? Hang with us. We're wrapping up this hour of ATN next.
Can't be pro-life if you're not a bitch. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I think I like that song. All right, here we are, tiptoeing into the final segment of this hour of ATN. I want to slice through a couple of things. One, of course, the big story, and people are talking about it. I'm sure you're talking about it, at least mentioning it over the fence. Hey, who was that stood up and filibustered for 8 hours? It was Nancy Pelosi, longtime member of Congress. It's all about DACA. Does her filibuster land on deaf ears? Most likely. If you look back at the last couple of filibusters, they really haven't achieved what they were intended to achieve, although the person doing the filibustering certainly got what I call the headers, a lot of the juicy headlines and a lot of the conversation. Now, you want to talk about juicy? This was brutal, this one. I mean, what is going on with these hiring practices at the White House? I don't get it. And, you know, as somebody who's covered D.C. for a long time, and I'm sitting here right now staring at a White House press pool pass that I got, and it says on it, property of the U.S. government. And I mean, they like vetted me upside down. They had to take blood samples. They asked me all kinds of questions. I mean, I'm sort of exaggerating here, but they really did check me out and my family to go through the White House and to cover a couple of things. So the White House officials knew, I guess, about these allegations of domestic abuse that were thrown out there about the staff secretary, Rob Porter, by two of his ex-wives before it was reported by a London rag on Tuesday, but they scrambled, I guess, to cover it up to try to keep him on staff, supposedly. At least that's what some of the reports are saying. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders pushed back against the accusations. Kelly even implored Porter not to quit. And I guess the president, you know, this is so far down the flagpole in a sense for a president. He didn't know about it until last week. So Porter was like kind of a rising star guy in the White House. And now that's pretty much toast because he had to resign, let's face it. So these stories included Colby Holderness, who was one of his wives, alleges that Porter started abusing her after their marriage in 2000. And she said, at times the way he would be physically violent with me was odd. She said he would throw me down on the bed, pull his full body weight on top of me, then grind a knee or elbow into my body, expressing rage. She says he also punched her in the face and choked her. Now, the other wife, Jennifer Willoughby, said that Porter had a horrible temper, once dragged her out of the shower to yell at her. She filed a protective order, so that would be out there, against him in 2009 and called the cops in 2010 when Porter, she said, punched the glass on the door to their house. They detailed all those accusations to the FBI when they were conducting a background check on him. So that's ridiculous. They do a background check on him, and all that stuff comes out. So you have two different women, two different scenarios, saying the same thing, but poof, nothing. Then he's working at the White House. And then, of course, this all blows up because somebody else gets a hold of it and they say, oh, wait a second. Well, okay, so not properly vetted? How could he not be properly vetted if that's what was reported to the FBI? I mean, I just don't get it. You can definitely miss on some of your hires, let's face it. But I'm going to say it again. As somebody who was vetted just as a member of the press to do a couple of White House Little Nothing Burgers, I'll call them. Oh, wow, wow, and wow. They got to get a better system if that's what's going on. And if, look, if the FBI heard the information and then he was cleared, well, that's on them, right? And now it comes out and it's like, well, wait a second. Punches in the face, protective orders, yeah, that's not so good. So we're going to have to do something here, or he's resigning or whatever, and that's what happened. Hey, you got to resign, basically, because how can we keep this? I mean, how can we keep you with all of this flying around? It doesn't make any sense. All right, so what's new with Twitter, if we're slicing and dicing, when it comes to the press? President Trump is calling the latest batch of text messages between the FBI agent and FBI attorney released by the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee bombshells. Bombshells. I mean, I got that tweet. So they say these text messages between Peter Schork, I hope I'm saying that right, Schork, I think it is, and Lisa Page, the FBI attorney, say that President Obama had some level of involvement with the investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server. Stork sent a text to Page in September 2016 about having to prep the then FBI director, James Comey, because POTUS wants to know everything we're doing. Okay. I don't know that that's unusual, but that exchange certainly has piqued the curiosity or the suspicion of the Senate investigators who want to know Obama's level of involvement with the FBI's investigation into Clinton's private email server and exposed mail. And, you know, of course that's going to get investigated, or it should be investigated. If I say the same thing as I come full circle with this. If we're spending money, if we're investigating Russia, alleged ties to the results of our election, then everything that comes even close to that, like that, the insinuation that President Obama wanted to be so informed about what was going on with Hillary Clinton that, what, he could step in there? And then that raises suspicion as to, ooh, was there an overstep of power here? So it's always still about the maneuvering. It's about moving the pieces on the chessboard and who ultimately has the most power at the end of the day. But and that's what D.C. is about. You know, you live in Las Vegas, it's about comps. Who's giving you free meals? They call them comps. How many comps do you have? Do you have any comps? People would call me up, do you have any comps at Harrah's? Do you know anyone? Do you have any comps at the Hilton? It's just part of the lingo. It's like it was something in your wallet, but it was invisible, right? In D.C., it's about power. In New York, it's about money. In Los Angeles, it's about fame. And not that all those places don't have something else that's part of that conversation, but if I were to pick out one common denominator, it would be all those things that I said for those areas. So when you look at Washington, he with the most power, or she, is the one that gets the votes, is the one that helps with the fundraising, is the one that has the agenda that ultimately, excuse me, may go through, may find a home, may find an ear, might turn into a bill, might turn into a law, and that's just the way it is, because there it's about who has the chips. Who has the chips? Who did you help out that's going to in turn turn around to you and help you out as you try to go for some kind of a power grab, I'll call it, in D.C. of any sort? Will we ever get to the bottom of the Clinton email server thing and some of the other weird particulars around it? I'm going to say, I don't think so. I don't think we're going to get to the bottom of that. There are just going to be some unexplainables. Kind of like this whole Russia thing. We're going to spend a ton of money, but ultimately, are we going to know anything beyond suspicion or what's casting suspicion? No. Mm-mm. Because there's no way anyone springs any kind of a leak, even if there was something, or they would have already sprung that leak. That hasn't happened, so it'd be shocking to me. I love it when I have conversations. I call it conversations on the irrational side. And the conversations on the irrational side are usually, you know, they go something like this. Well, the president's going to be impeached. I mean, we know it's gonna, that's what's going to happen when it comes out of here. I think, well, what kind of evidence would you have to mount up to have an impeachment process? And the answer is, there's no there. That's not going to happen. More of a chance that a wall gets built with that $25 billion or however much it takes than President Trump gets impeached. I'm just saying. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. See you on the flip side. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.